Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about these covert narcissists, all right? One thing about a covert narcissist is that they have shitty character. And if you've been around enough of them, you'll see that, okay? Covert narcissists don't let you know what's on their mind, okay? You're thinking that everything is all right. They play along with you. They tell you everything that you want to hear because, you know, they don't want you to think that they're mad and they'll pay you back later on by talking behind your back and gossiping. But one of the things when you're looking for a partner, you know, everybody is very concerned about the lust aspect. Are they physically attracted? Is there chemistry there? And there's nothing wrong with having chemistry with somebody, but that is lust, and lust doesn't last, okay? So when you're looking for a partner, a lifelong partner, one of the most important things to look at is somebody's character. What is this person's character? Is this somebody that you can rely on when you have a problem? And that's one thing that you're going to recognize when you're dealing with a covert narcissist. They are the last person that you could rely on when you have a problem. When you have a problem with a covert narcissist, a lot of times they show you that fake empathy, like, oh, don't worry, I'll be there for you. I'll help you out with this and everything like that. And what happens when you go and reach out to that covert narcissist? They ghost you. They don't respond back to you. They disappear, okay? And then they come back later on making excuses why they weren't there for you. Oh, they were sick. Oh, you know, their phone died. They left their phone in the car. There's always a million and one excuses with a covert narcissist. And this is one of the reasons they have lousy character, okay? Because they can't just tell you, you know, the truth. A covert narcissist doesn't tell the truth. They manipulate you by pretending to be your friend or in your corner, okay? They are a sheep, how do you say, a wolf in sheep's clothing, all right? And the other reason that covert narcissists have shitty character is because a lot of times they show up late, okay? And they're passive aggressive. So when you're dealing with somebody who's passive aggressive, they're hurting you indirectly. So a lot of times, and this is typical of covert narcissists, they show up late because, you know, it's a way to control you. It's a way to make you feel uneasy. It's a way to show you that, you know what, you're not a priority. And this is one of the things that covert narcissists do as well. They love to dismiss you, okay? That means that when you're talking to the covert narcissist and you're, you know, explaining something to them, a lot of times they make like they don't hear you. Or what they'll do is they'll interrupt what you're saying and change the topic, okay? And this is to invalidate you and dismiss anything that you're saying. So, you know, their character is not good because they try to hurt people indirectly, but yet they have this image that they want to be this, you know, they're the good guy, they're the good person. And they portray this to all the outsiders. That could be, you know, your friends, your family, and, you know, everybody else. They portray, oh, you know, that's why a lot of times when you go and talk to your support system, which could be your friends and family or other people that you mutually know, and you say, oh, you know, the covert narcissist, you know, they're, you know, they give me the silent treatment. They're very cold to me. They're this and that. The other people are going to look at you strange and they're going to be like, well, I think they're a nice person. And why is that? Because that covert narcissist has manipulated all the outsiders to think that they're a good person. This is why your neighbors may look at your partner and say, oh, they're a great guy or they're a great person, but they don't know what goes on behind closed doors. And I tell people this all the time. When they look at somebody and they say, oh, they've got the life of Riley. Oh, they have everything going on. You know, their life, I wish my life could be like them. I always say, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. And that's why later on, when you hear about these people getting divorced, you're like, what the hell happened there? Well, guess what? It wasn't so great. Because, but what a covert narcissist does is they portray that they are this good person. They portray the exact opposite of who they are, that they're a kind person, they're a gentle person. They're so nice, they'll want to do favors for me and everything like that. But the way that you recognize that that covert narcissist has shitty character is the fact that they're inconsistent, okay? Now, understand this. When you're dealing with a narcissist, there are times that a narcissist could be nice. There are times that a narcissist could actually do something for you. But usually if they do something for you, you know, there's an intent to get something out of you later on. They don't just normally do something nice. You know, occasionally a narcissist can do something nice if they feel like it, but in general, they don't, okay? So you will see, you know, the fact that just because a narcissist can be nice at times doesn't necessarily mean that they're a nice person and they have good character. And this is what baffles people, and this is what confuses people, and this is what has people, you know, struggling to get over the covert narcissist, because they thought of them as this good person. They got along with them. They may have shown them, you know, fake attention and fake, you know, admiration and everything like that. But you have to understand something when you're dealing with a covert narcissist. You're dealing with a smoking gun, okay? So what does that mean? That means that appearances aren't always what they are. So sometimes you can go out and you could have a great time with a covert narcissist, or you could have laughs with a covert narcissist, but underneath there is that smoking gun of the covert narcissist. And what does that mean? That means that that covert narcissist has a wall up. That means that that covert narcissist may not be all in, but be pretending to be all in. So what does this all boil down to? It boils down to the fact that they have shitty character, okay? Not only that, the reason they have shitty character is because, you know, they constantly lie. They constantly gaslight. They basically treat you like a fool. A covert narcissist thinks underneath that they are smarter than you. They think that because you wear your heart on a sleeve and you're a very transparent person, you're a sucker because you don't guard yourself. So that makes me smarter than you if I'm a covert narcissist, because I'm not going to let you know everything. And a covert narcissist always has secrets. There's always things that a covert narcissist holds back with. They will not open themselves up completely to you, okay? So they may tell you a couple of truths, but they won't tell you all the truth. Like if you ask them a story of something that went on, they may tell you a little of the story, but they won't tell you everything, okay? Because they like to have that power that they know and you don't, okay? Now, the other reason that a covert narcissist has shitty character is because they live secret lives, all right? A lot of them are out there creeping on social media, but then when they're with you, they're pretending everything's great. They're pretending they're into the relationship. And what does a covert narcissist do? They mislead you. They're deceptive and they mislead you. And then what do? They waste your time. They waste your life. Why? Because they're not all into the relationship. They pretend to be all into the relationship. The only thing a narcissist is all into is what is into themselves and what they can get for themselves. They are extremely selfish. They are extremely competitive, and they're not your people. They are not somebody that you could rely on. And you'll see that if you ever got sick. Another reason that a covert narcissist has shitty character is because if you get sick, they will leave you for dead. They will leave you for dead. They don't want to be around sickness. They don't want to be inconvenienced. They don't want to be bothered. So that what is that covert narcissist going to do? They're going to make excuses not to see you, or they're going to make excuses. They have to go somewhere. They may drop in quick and say, oh, I hope you're feeling better, and then take off. Okay. Just so they can get it in to pretend that they care. And then later on, They don't even check up on you. Why? Because they don't care. They don't want to be bothered, and they don't want you to ask them for anything. Covert narcissists don't want you to ask them for anything or to bother them. The only time a covert narcissist likes to be around is for the good times, the parties, the dinner parties, the happy times, when they're having a good time. But when the chips get down, the covert narcissist gets going, okay? And the joke of it all is, you know, when you marry somebody and they have their vows and they say, you know, in sickness and health, well, with a covert narcissist, it's only when you're in health. And when they say for richer or poorer, with a covert narcissist, it's always when it's poorer or when, you know, they don't have financial problems. So their character sucks because they're not there for the hard times. And especially if you have children, you're going to find that the covert narcissist is going to eventually abandon your children. They will torture you during court. Some of them may even try to get custody of your kids, not because they want custody, but because they want to torture you, okay? They want to make you pay, and they want to portray to everybody around them that they are the good parent and that they care, okay? So they're going to portray that they want the kids. But after everything's said and done, that covert narcissist is going to see the kids less and less and less. Why? Because they really don't care about anything but themselves. Children are just a pawn to their happiness. They like to be around children when children make them look good. And, you know, people say, oh, look at you. You're such a great father. You're such a great mother. Look at you at the restaurant with your kids. And you're sitting there smiling like everything's great. But meanwhile, when that kid is sick or that kid needs you, guess what? That covert narcissist is making excuses that they can't be there. And they leave all the responsibility on the other parent. All the hard stuff is left on the other parent. That's why I say, be careful of who you have kids with. Because if you marry or have kids with a covert narcissist, all of the hard responsibility will be left on you. They will abandon that responsibility. And they're doing it for two reasons. One, because they don't like the hard work. They don't want to put themselves out. They don't want to sacrifice. And two, because they want to torture you for the breakup and they want to make your life hard. They want to make you pay so that you have to, you know, do all the hard things for the kids, take the kids to the doctor and everything like that, okay? They want to make it hard and they want to take away your freedom too, by not coming and getting the kids. So you are losing your freedom and losing your opportunity to go out there and be around other people. So they are taking away your life. When you have kids with a covert narcissist and you're the custodial parent, you are basically on your own, okay? You're on your own because that covert narcissist is going to, you know, diss you. They're going to diss the kids. And they don't care because their anger, their hate runs deeper than any love for a child. And people say, well, do they love their kids? They could care about their kids, but they love themselves more, okay? So basically, they could leave a kid and not think twice about it. That's how cold a covert narcissist is. They could definitely abandon their kid or have nothing to do with their kid if their kid stood up to them and didn't, you know, stand at allegiance and kiss their ass. If their children don't kiss their ass, they'll abandon their children and have nothing to do with them, and they'll flip the blame on you and on the children for the reason why they're distant, okay? There's always a reason. There's always an excuse when you're dealing with a covert narcissist because they don't take accountability. They have fragile egos. Another reason that the covert narcissist has shitty character besides misleading you and all these other games is because they torture you by not communicating, okay? They refuse to communicate directly. So when you say anything that that covert narcissist doesn't like, or you cause a narcissistic rage, or you try to bring up things from the past that they don't want to hear about because they like sweeping it on the under the rug so they don't have to take accountability, okay? That covert narcissist is going to run cold and silent on you with the silent treatment. And they do this to torture you. It is a form of emotional abuse to break you down so that you never, ever bring up whatever you brought up to them, or they give you the silent treatment to punish you. Let's say you did something they didn't like. Maybe you went out to lunch with a friend and they didn't like that. So they may run silent on you because they're going to pay you back, all right? And they pay you back in a silent, passive-aggressive way. So they have shitty character. They can't just sit down at a table, talk and say what's wrong and try to resolve conflict. You can never resolve conflict directly with a covert narcissist. Never, never. Okay. The only time you will get a covert narcissist to come out and hit you back directly is when you got their back in against a wall and you are just attacking them. You're really got them and you're really attacking them. Then you're going to see that covert narcissist explode, okay? Because they can't hold it in. After, when you're coming at them and you're pounding at them and telling them that they're wrong and criticizing them and you're relentless with it, that covert narcissist will explode. They will explode, or they'll just say you're crazy and walk out, and then they'll leave and smear you to everybody else, okay? But you guys, they have shitty character. So what is good character in a relationship? Good character is somebody that's responsible, somebody that calls you back in a reasonable amount of time, you know, somebody that you could sit down and talk to and resolve things, somebody who's honest, okay, and doesn't lie and gaslight. So that is, these are all things that a covert narcissist isn't. So they have shitty character, and that's why they make shitty partners to be in a relationship with, okay? The other thing, too, with covert narcissists is they love the amnesia routine. They love to say, oh, I don't remember, or honestly, I don't know what you're talking about, okay? They always pull the dumb card. They love it because you can't say anything. Oh, I can't recall, or that's all in your head, or, you know, you have trust issues, or you're insecure. First, they'll do the amnesia routine, and then the next thing they'll do is they'll try to discredit your mental state and say, you know, there's something wrong with you. You need to go talk to a therapist. You know, you have mental issues. You're bipolar. You're this, you're that. Anybody starts with that, they are deliberately attacking your character. The reason that they're doing that, okay, is to deflect off themselves and discredit you. So they discredit you by tarnishing your character and calling you crazy. And this way, nobody believes anything that comes out of your mouth. It's like when you go to court and you have a witness. Let's say you have a witness to a case that gets up and they're actually a prisoner themselves. They'll try to discredit that witness because they'll say, well, they're a criminal. You can't trust anything that comes out of their mouth. So it's kind of similar like when you're dealing with a covert narcissist, because what they'll try to do is discredit your character and your mental state so that anything that you say, it's like you're out of your mind. And this is what confuses people, because then they start to question themselves and they say, am I wrong? Am I crazy? Do I have bipolar? Did I not see this right? No. You're dealing with somebody who's playing mind games on you, who's mind fucking you because you're calling them out on the truth. So know who you are, know your facts, and know that this person is trying to twist it around and make it seem like you got problems. You don't have problems, okay? Trust your gut. If you're speaking the truth and you're speaking the facts, then this person is mind fucking you, and recognize it, all right? But they just have shitty, shitty character, okay? The other thing that they do too is that they're very nice to outsiders and cold to you. What does that represent? Shitty character, right? They don't have their partner's back when they're out. They sometimes ignore their partner or tell their partner to shut up. So they're showing shitty character, okay? Another thing about covert narcissists is that they're basic thieves, okay? And you will see that if you've been around enough of them. They think nothing of taking something in your home and thinking like they're entitled to it, okay? They're basic thieves. Go through your mail, see what you have, all right? They always feel entitled to take things. So what does that say about their character? They have shitty character because a covert narcissist will lie, shitty character. A covert narcissist will cheat, shitty character. A covert narcissist will steal, shitty character, okay? And some covert narcissists that could be covert malignant narcissists can kill, all right? So shitty character, and they can get physical with it if they're a malignant narcissist. So you guys, when you deal with a covert narcissist, you're dealing with somebody who has shitty character. And this is why when you first start dating somebody, you know, you've got to watch them carefully and study them. The way they study you, you've got to study them and you've got to dive deep into somebody. You've got to look at their prior history. You know, where have they been? What have they done? Are they stable in their job? Are they responsible with their job? You know, how do they treat people around you? If they're treating other people shitty in the beginning, but they're nice to you, eventually they're going to treat you shitty down the road, okay? It's just that you're new, you're the shiny new toy, and they're trying to win you over. So of course they're going to be nice to you. But once they get you, they're going to treat you the way they treat the other people, shitty, okay? So, you know, you've got to look at all these different things when dealing with somebody. And you've got to look, I say it 3,001 times, you've got to look at their pattern of behavior. Now, what exactly does that fucking mean? And I'm going to explain that. You've got to look at the inconsistencies in somebody, all right? Somebody can be nice. They could be there for you here or there. But in general, if you had a spreadsheet and you were actually logging their behavior, you would see 8 out of 10 times they didn't call you back. They made excuses. They didn't show up. They canceled last minute. Okay? That is the pattern of behavior that you watch. And you say, okay, just because they were good 2 times, the other 8 times they were crappy. So that makes them have an overall bad character, okay? This is somebody's, you're doing an overall character assessment on somebody. The other thing too, the way you're going to know, you know, if somebody has empathy, and also it's a reflection of their character as well, is when you're down on your luck. When you're down on your luck, is that person there and they have nothing to gain by being there for you? If they're there for you and they have nothing to gain by being there for you, most likely they're in your corner. But when you're dealing with a covert narcissist, the only time they'll be there for you is when they either want something from you or they're trying to portray to others that they are a good person. This is the false image that they portray to others. That's why sometimes covert narcissists will do something nice for you, not specifically because they care about doing something nice for you, but because they want the credit from others, and they'll go to the other people. It could be people in the family or your friends or, you know, whoever else, and they'll say, oh, I did this for so-and-so. I did that for so-and-so. This is so they could be portrayed as the good guy and look like the good person. It's not that they're doing it because they're trying to help you and they care about you. They're doing it because they're worried about their image and they want to look like the good one. This is how they win people over, by portraying that they are the good ones, okay? So, you guys, it's like this. You know, I had a woman that I was coaching and she was dealing with a guy in the synagogue. And what happened was, you know, he was a big time cheater and everything like that. And they broke up and everything. And what did he do? The first thing he did was go to their congregation. He went to the synagogue and he started telling everybody how he cared about how he cared about her and you know, how he really tried and everything like that. And what he was a covert narcissist covering up his image that he's pretending that he cares. Oh, he's a good person. He cares. Meanwhile, he was fucking cheating on her left and right. But he's portraying to everybody in the synagogue that he's a good guy. It's all BS, you guys. It's all BS. Because when you deal with a covert narcissist, they're hyper concerned about their image to outsiders. And people don't understand it. They say, why do they do these things? Because of that fragile ego. They can't handle to be looked at in a negative light, okay? They can't handle being looked at it in a negative light. And that's why if you ever, ever expose a covert narcissist, you're going to cause one hell of a narcissistic rage, and they're going to come for you, and they're going to come for blood, all right? And I'm going to talk about that in my next podcast about what happens when you expose the narcissist and, you know, how it really goes down. But everything about a covert narcissist is, you know, it's ugly, all right? It is just, their character is just ugly. You know, they're sarcastic. They're a wise ass at times. They make wise ass remarks and then they laugh about it and they think it's a joke. And then if you say anything, oh, they call you sensitive or something like that. No, my feelings, no, you are, putting me down. I'm calling you out on it. You're putting me down. No, don't let anybody get away with that shit. All right. Because that's what they're trying to do. But what you do is, you call them out for exactly what they're doing, okay? So when they make a sarcastic joke or something like that, you don't sit there and defend yourself. You just say something to them to the effect of, does it make you feel better to put me down? I guess you feel this need to have to put me down in order to lift yourself up. And then you just like give them a half smile and you walk away like they're nothing, okay? Watch their face drop because you're calling them out for being toxic, all right? Or even better is to just walk away. When somebody slights you, you walk away and you don't give them another minute of your attention or time. Don't give these narcissists, these covert narcissists, your attention. You know, when somebody's making you an option, let's say they don't get back to you right away. Let's say they make excuses. First thing you got to say to yourself is, this person, you know, they're putting me on the pay no mind list. Now, guess what? Now I don't deal with you at all, okay? That is disrespect. And that's exactly what a covert narcissist does. They disrespect you indirectly, okay? Understand that. Let me say that again. I'm losing my voice. They disrespect you indirectly so that you can't call them out for it. But that's why you've got to be able to read in between the lines and also that nonverbal language, okay, that they give. Because, you know, just because they don't come out and say something directly to your face doesn't mean they're not slighting you. And what they do is all the damage from all that is going to make you doubt yourself. This is the goal of the covert narcissist, is to make you feel like you're nothing. You are nothing and you are beneath them, okay? So it's kind of like a snobby, uppity air, like, you know, with their nose up in the air, like, you know, they give you the rolling of the eyes or the smirk or something like that. That's their indirect way to kind of show like, I'm better than you, but you know, they're showing their disdain for you, but they're not coming out and saying anything because they're trying to put on that air that they're better than you. They're better than you. They're the covert narcissist. They're better than you, okay? And what they are is flat out insecure. That's what the fuck they are. They're insecure because they can't communicate and be direct with it because they're worried you're going to destroy them, okay? They won't be direct with you because they're worried you will destroy them, and they like having that control of making you be confused. A covert narcissist wants to confuse you, all right? And again, when we talk about, you know, people out there talk about, oh, they're delusional. No, they're not fucking delusional. What they're doing is they're mind fucking you, okay? They want to confuse you. You've got to see it for what it is. And that's why you got to study this shit. And maybe you'll get it, all right? And you'll definitely get it if you've been around enough of them. But you guys, it's all mind games. And when people start playing games, now you're dealing with a fucking kid, all right? You're not dealing with a mature, healthy human being. So what does that say? That says that they are not, you know, developmentally mature, that they can sit and talk and take accountability. You're dealing with somebody that's, you know, mentally has a mindset and of a child because they play games. So anybody that you have to play games with has shitty character. So again, covert narcissists have shitty character because they have to play mind games, okay? And when people play mind games, they're hurting you. They're hurting you either directly or indirectly. And when people hurt you, they have shitty character. They're not respecting you. So why would you want to be around anybody like that? You don't, okay? So if somebody is not transparent with it, if they can't talk straight with it, then that is not somebody that is a straight shooter and truthful person. Anybody that can't talk straight is shady or a liar, okay? A shady liar that's holding back because they got something to hide, all right? Or they just want to torture you because they could be very sadistic as well. Then that brings me to my next point. Covert narcissists have shitty character because they could be sadistic, all right? They're sadistic in the sense that they see you're struggling to try to explain something to them, you know, and they sit there and they play dumb. They're being sadistic. That's why they do the reactive abuse. They're being sadistic. People that are sadistic have shitty character, okay? So they're trying to torture you because they have hate for you. So the covert narcissist basically hates anybody that they are jealous of or envious of. They hate them. They can't be happy for people that are doing well for themselves. They only have that jealousy and that envy if they you have something that they want. So they have shitty character because, you know, they are not about the truth. These people are not about the truth. They're not about the Holy Spirit. They're not about righteousness. They're wicked. Okay, that's the best way I could describe them. You're dealing with a wicked snake that is mind fucking you to get their way. Okay, I'm going to just say it flat out streetwise. That is what they are. You're dealing with a con, all right? A con, a lot of people call them demons, and they are demons because they are all about darkness and confusion and lies. So they are very, you know, demonic, all right? So I hope that helps you guys to understand that when you start to see these red flags, okay, the dismissiveness, the silent treatment, the stonewalling, walking out when you're in the middle of talking, changing the subject, trying to throw crap under the rug and not address the issues, and trying not to take accountability, not expressing how they really feel, not communicating. All of these things, being passive aggressive, slamming doors, showing up late, this is all, you guys, all the covert narcissist, and recognize it. And this is why they have shitty character. And I'm going to wrap up this podcast because I'm about to lose my voice, you guys. I hope everybody's doing okay. And, you know, please share the podcast and don't forget to subscribe. Have a great day, you guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, Go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.